Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love. Revival love. Supernatural love. Jesus is love.
The latter glory of your house is going to be greater than the former. How do I know that? It's because the Lord said so. And so we can take hold of that and live it. The Lord gave me a word not too long ago, and he said concerning the generation of seniors that's alive in the earth today, he said that that generation of seniors has the potential, has the invitation to be the most powerful, the most fruitful, the most mighty, the most prosperous, and the wisest generation of seniors that has ever lived in the earth since the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is bringing a new revelation of his eternal life and the power of that life that is living on the inside of us. He's going to be giving us fresh vision so that we don't perish, but that we live in the fullness of all that he has for us to live in. We're going to see people rise up with rejuvenation and newness of life like never before. This is what he's offering us. So we're going to talk about that today when we look at change and embracing change with my good friend, Dr. Clarice Fluett. And it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
It's so exciting to be with people of like nature and ability.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're running together with this whole thing on seniors in the front line.
Right.
And it's because we want to see a generation of seniors give the glory to God like never before. And we want to redefine what seniors means, because a lot of times people have this concept of a senior being in a hospital bed or, you know, needing care and things like that. So we're going to redefine that.
Well, and also knowing that you're as old as you feel, if you want to say, I'm feeling this or feeling that, say what you want. You know, the kingdom of God's a kingdom of words, it's voice activated.
Come on.
And so when we begin to agree with God, you're not getting older, you're getting better. He said, if you'll satisfy your mouth with the word of God, he says, I will renew your strength, yeah, your vigor, your vitality. So we have opportunities to be challenged, but not until we've already been given the knowledge,
right,
to know what to do.
Right. So, now, I know that you probably won't mind me saying this, and if you do, I'll repent later. but you're a woman in your mid to late 70s,
uh-huh,
who has just gone for it in the Lord, and it's like you can outstrip most young people. I mean, with your schedule, what you do with your life, the fruitfulness that you are bringing forth. I mean, you are a model to so many, and you look fabulous. You know, you have just... you know, just been such a model for many to look at and say, you know what, when I grow up, I want to be like Dr. Clarice Fluett. And I've heard many people actually say that. But tell us a little bit about your journey, because the Lord had you embrace a change not many years ago. And you had a certain perception of that, but then God turned it around.
Well, words are so powerful, and you'll hear me reiterate on that all the time. And God's word has the power to perform itself.
Right.
And so we are people making a choice. Whose report will you believe? You know, and so as we begin to age, and sometimes it's not so gracefully, and you find different mm-hmm. things going on in your flesh, and you think, wait a minute, am I going to believe the word of God and receive what he says? Facts and truth are not always the same, Patricia. I know
right.
that you know that. The facts may be that I'm oppressed, suppressed, repressed, depressed, or possibly possessed, but the truth is the word of God.
That's
and we
right.
have to choose to go with that. So with my journey, after 40 years of ministry, of pastoring, and just set into the church 100%, thank God for that. The journey yep. was wonderful, and you learn a tremendous amount. You begin to reason. I tell people sometimes reason is nothing but doubt in disguise, and doubt
is
the spirit of the Antichrist. I mean, you begin to doubt God's word that mm-hmm. says, with God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to have those areas of our life tested. The trying of our faith makes God happy. So here in the midst of getting ready to retire, and I said, oh, God, now we need to know how to turn the church over to people who are younger, and we need to do this, and we need to do that. And then suddenly, just as though God was not paying any attention to what I was saying and getting my plans out, he said to me, he says, learn a new language. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, dear God, I don't want to learn. I don't want to do that. And he said, yes, he says, learn a new language. And finally, I said, what language is that? He says, learn how to speak like a marketplace engineer.
Wow.
He says, learn. And I thought, why? You know, why at this point in my life would you do that? He says, because now I'm getting ready to start your ministry.
Because you were about 72 then,
right? I was 72 years old at that time. We have 5 grown children, 13 grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
And how many churches were you overseeing at the time?
At that particular time, ministries and churches, about 45.
About 45 churches. Mm-hmm. And so you had all that responsibility and you've been walking
in
that for years.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're thinking, okay, it's time to pass the baton.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking, maybe in your mind that, okay, well, maybe I'll just pass the baton, that'll be it. But God had another plan because he was going to refresh your vision.
Well, I was beginning to think of myself, you know, my husband, we'd just be like mom and pop and we'll go and see the children and say, good work, and just be exhorters and edifiers. And there's a place for that.
Right.
But pioneers live differently than settlers, I'm telling you. And I started out as a pioneer. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, when the Lord says, learn a new language, and I said, what is that? And he says, the marketplace. I'm sending you to the marketplace. And I thought, how in the world will I make that transition? What will I tell people? And then God began to send prophets like Kim Clement and Bill Hammond and like yourself and different ones.
Yeah, I remember prophesying over
you. I thought,
you.
Oh, Lord. And I always teach people that prophetic words do not come to inform you what to do. It's to confirm to you what God has already said. And the confirming word, Bill Hammond said to me one time, he says, people are going to think you've completely lost your mind, that you've lost your faith and you've gone astray. And I thought, well, that's an encouraging word. But following God is not always the simplest thing in the world to do. And he opened the door. I just love this. I had gone to hear a man named Zig Ziglar with an organization called Get Motivated. And there were thousands of people there. And I was with my husband. I said, honey, I said, the man is preaching. I mean, he's using the vernacular of the day, but the essence of truth was there.
Because he was speaking the language of the world, but
God
was using him.
And people were just eating it up like chicken. I mean, they were after it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I could see all of that excitement. So when we left the place, I said to George, I said, honey, I said, I think I'm supposed to be a motivational speaker. He said, darling, you are one.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm going to change. I'm not going to change my message. I'm going to change my crowd. I'm going to learn to speak a language will touch the hearts of these people where they are. Because you cannot spend all your life behind the safety or the sanctity of the church. I know that's hard to say to people they don't understand.
No, I want to hear, you know, because I know this story is so fantastic and our viewers have to hear this. But I want to highlight something. It says in the Bible that without vision, people perish.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that a lot of times people will come to the end of a phase, like you did.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was the time to pass the church on and to,
yes.
to you know, like all the oversight that you had. It was time to adjust
Release
those.
It.
You
mm-hmm.
knew it was time to seal up that time. But what you maybe didn't understand until a few moments later was that it was time to have a fresh vision. And I think a lot of times that when people come to what we would call the age of retirement,
mm-hmm.
that they think, okay, that's it. I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to rest. I'm going to, you know, go and bless the younger generation, whatever, which there's nothing wrong with that at all. And there's nothing wrong with having some rest and even having no vision for a season. But if you do not have a vision, if you do not pick up a vision, the Bible says you will perish. And I feel that a lot of times, the reason why people age so quickly mm-hmm. from the time that they retire to the time that they go home to be with the Lord, they deteriorate somewhat, is because they lack fresh vision, fresh goals, a fresh project, reason to live. And what God did with you is he said, okay, it's time to seal up mm-hmm. this, although you still have your hand in that mm-hmm. somewhat, but it's time to seal this up. Because other people are going to carry on with that. But now I'm giving you something brand new. And oh, wow, have you ever been used?
Yeah, well, it has
the
been.
The way God opened the doors for you.
And it was supernatural. But learning to, you know, we use the word transition, I think it's overused, and disengage or unplug. You've got to release one thing before. You can't stand in two places at one time. at this particular, you can, but realistically, you're either going to lead here or lead there, or you're going to, something's got to happen. So I had to bring to a conclusion one. And it was so interesting because I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know. I knew the Lord says a new language, and that means you turn loose of everything you know for all that you don't know.
Right.
Oh, that
sounds
easy.
This is totally different for you.
Absolutely.
You had no paradigm for this previously. And I just feel, I want to say to those of you that are watching, that some of you are in this exact place. You feel it's time to seal up a certain thing that you've been walking in or doing, and you've got the word of the Lord on it. That's great. But I tell you, there is something else coming that God is going to offer you. He's going to invite you to embrace that is going to be so awesome. Maybe something that, you know, you never even had in your mind before. You know, when I turned 50, I'd never written a book. I'd never produced a TV program. I'd never been involved as a business leader. None of that. It just happened in my 50s. Overnight, the invitation was there. You say yes. And then all of a sudden it opens up this whole new adventure for you. And I feel that you need to listen here. And especially, I mean, you could be in any age group and this word can be for you, but God wants you to embrace change because there's something shifting for many of you. And especially those that would consider yourself seniors. I think Denny's restaurant, they consider 55 seniors.
55. You know? If you go to the movie and all of the different, there are some benefits
exactly.
for having the wisdom, the ability to use knowledge skillfully.
Yeah.
With the invitation that God gives us to be able to move to the next dimension, there you're going to have every revelation brings a revolution, new set of friends.
Right.
And that when we try to take people with us to the next dimension that God is saying, He doesn't necessarily say that.
Yeah, it might not be their place in it.
Well, you can hinder your own walk of obedience because some of this area, it's uncharted waters and they don't have the faith or the calling for it. And they try to come on your faith. And of course, that can cause all kinds of mishap.
Yeah.
So within my situation, I found that I had to disengage to make the transition before I knew where I was going. I mean, that was, and my husband said, well, honey, what are you doing? And I would be advised by everybody says, you don't want to, you know, hurt people or wound people. And I said, listen, I've got to turn them loose for their sake as well as mine. I've got to release them. I'm going to love them forever. But I wrote letters and called people and said, listen, the Lord is leading me in a different direction. You need to find another, you need new leadership in your life. I love you. And find another pastor. That's not easy. It's kind of like saying, find another mother. I'm going this way. But that was the hard call for me.
And you embrace that change, though.
Oh, well.
You embrace it.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to obey God? Or you're just going to go on? And so coming into that, when I least expected it, I had someone call me and say, would you come do a meeting with me? And I knew the person was capable of doing the meeting without me. And I thought, oh, I don't want to be a part of that at this particular time. And the Lord kept saying, go ahead and go. And I went to this meeting, and while I was there, the time I was going to do a morning meeting, and the gentleman comes in, and he says, listen, I've decided you do the night meeting. Now, I'm not dressed for it. I don't have a note. I don't even have a Bible with me. I'm totally, absolutely, in my mind, unprepared. And it's before a group that was waiting for every word for the leader to come forth. I said, I looked at him and I said, my goodness, they came here for steak and you want to give them a bowl of cabbage. It's not happening. And he said, you'll do good, and walked out. He didn't introduce me. It was cold turkey.
And that is hard.
It is hard.
Now
it is hard. It was hard on the people. Who is this woman? What's going on? But then God, He so rewards faithfulness. So basically, I just shared a story that God put on my heart. Didn't have time to worry about it. Just said what I needed to say. So I got a standing ovation. I thought, Lord, thank you.
And this was not in a church setting.
Oh, no.
And it's a church setting that you were used to.
Absolutely.
This is a brand new territory.
All
it's
business.
Like in a whole
all
new.
Most everybody there was a millionaire except the ones that were billionaires. I mean, you know, it was a different crew of people all together.
Beautiful.
And so on the way out, this gentleman came in. He says, you did a great job, blah, blah, blah. I said, thank you. And he looked at me kind of funny. He says, do you know who I am? I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, have you ever heard of the Get Motivated series? Well, I certainly had. I had attended several of their meetings and thought it was incredible, thousands of people there. And he says, well, I now own that. And he says, I'd like you on my stage. I couldn't. I thought, and do what? And do what? Because with motivational speaking, it's very interesting. As much as women can talk, like for every 3,000 motivational speakers, one's a woman. Right. You know, so, and none of them are this old. I mean, you know, none of them is going to do. So here I am at 72 and walking into an area. Patricia, don't take my words apart from my spirit, but I was acclimated when I went to an area. I was always in charge. I mean, you didn't have to earn anything. You just walked in and this, because most of them were events I planned, you know, with this. So consequently, I was in charge. So I come into an area where I'm 72 years old, the only woman there, and the low man on the end of the spectrum there, and where I'm used to having an hour, hour and a half, they said, you got 12 minutes, you know, and come back. So everything is a shock to my system.
Everything's brand new.
Everything is brand new. But I've been faithful with it, and now I've got 14 men, and I'm the only woman there, and not a one of them want to go on stage until I pray for them. I have this wonderful Jewish man that comes up, and he says, my sales have improved since you pray for me, and whether I'm there or not, he'll call me, and he'll take my... He'll pray, and I'll say, and in the name of Jesus, the one I serve, and the name of the one you're looking for. And he said, that's right, I'm looking for it. So we've just seen incredible things happen. People get saved. I was telling you, we were in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago, and we had bonus cards that we gave people to say, I want to know about Jesus. Over 700 people.
700 people.
I mean, I didn't get that in the church.
On.
I didn't get that in the church.
No. In a way, we could say this was supernatural because it wasn't something that you had been groomed for. Although, I mean, you've always been an eloquent speaker, a dynamic speaker, but in a different culture, right?
Venue, yes.
And so now God's calling you at 72 years of age and you step into this supernatural realm of favor is what it was. Now, Abraham, he was 100 years old when he and Sarah had Isaac. And he had been given the promise earlier, but he didn't have the physical means to bring forth that life. But he was offered some change. He was offered a promise by God.
Amen.
And it says in the epistles that Abraham considered his flesh and considered Sarah. That, I mean, their bodies were as good as dead.
There.
They had no physical ability, nothing in their own strength to bring about God's purpose and his promise. They couldn't do it on their own. They just had said yes to God, which is what you did. And that yes gave a grace for it to happen supernaturally. And so now it's only been a couple of years or so since you've been doing this, and you are so favored in that realm. I mean, they hardly do a meeting without you now.
No, I'm invited to every one
every
of them.
Single every single one. Of them.
But, like, I've chosen to come here this time instead of doing the one that they're doing there.
Thank you.
Because we have to keep, you have to keep balance. Uh-huh. And that the things that I'm learning in the church to take to the world, to the world system, and it's just amazing. It's just the grace of God. This young girl came up to me the other day. We were in, I think we were with San Diego. And she came and she says, oh, she says, Dr. Fluitt, she said, you gave an altar call in L.A. about 7 months ago. And she said, I was so far away from God. And she says, you just said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. She said, the power of God came on me. She said, I just said, Lord, come into my heart. I got saved. She says, I quit my job, which was an ungodly thing. And she says, I moved to San Diego. And when I found out you were going to be here, I had to come tell you, I'm serving God. Oh, I mean, she was so excited. And I think, all I said was, you know, guys, without faith, it's impossible to please God or anybody else. A woman, I mean, what do you do? You said it earlier today when you said, I believe we're going to be able to do more with less.
Yes, absolutely. God, especially for the senior generation, and when I speak of seniors, I'm talking about those that are deserving of honor. Like when you think of a senior of a major corporation, the senior executive is one who has honor
authority.
And prestige, authority because of their experience in that company. Well, those of you who have experience in life are seniors. And it's a word that is going to be turned around with the right connotation, with honor attached to it. It's going to be awesome. But as a senior, the Lord's told me, expect to do more fruit, more production, more of all the good things that you want to see out of the kingdom, but with less effort. It's just like Abraham and Sarah, they couldn't have produced that life on their own. Mm-mm. But the supernatural presence of God and the promise of God brought forth that life. And you know what? After they had Isaac, Abraham just remained in the zone. Him and Sarah continued to have more children. After Sarah went on to be with the Lord, he married and had more children. And he continued to just flourish. And at 175 years of age, he goes on to be with the Lord. But he is rich in all things and satisfied with life.
You know, the word flourish is such an incredible, because we are hitting a flourishing season. Mm-hmm. That the life of God is flourishing, and that people that will dare to believe God,
yep,
and just say, with God, all things are possible. And he's been faithful and brought you through everything up to this point. Now that you get to the senior years,
right.
I was sharing earlier with you where I get this phone call and they'll say, hello, senior. Like, oh my God, you know, they're going to bury me this afternoon,
know.
You know. And that is the world's connotation.
That's the world.
We must change it.
We are going to change
it. We must change
it. We are going to change it. We're going to be the most radical company of seniors that the world has ever known. You know, the Lord spoke to me a while back, because right now I'm around 65 years of age, and he showed me over the next 5 years, he wants me to take areas of fruitfulness in my own life and to be able to develop some of the younger generation to carry it even further, because I've got new things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's change. Change is coming. And I know that I'm going to see new things, not to seal off the old and then just sit around a pool drinking lemonade or something like that, but to be used. Useful, not with a bunch of striving or effort. It's going to be with rest, with peace, with delight in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the world needs to see this. And I think one of the reasons why we don't have this fresh vision or even the desire to change is because we have this expectation that we're at the end of our life.
Mm-hmm.
But when
mm-hmm.
I think of in the Bible, like Methuselah and Noah, they lived to 967 or something and 950 years of age. So if we knew today that I was going to live till 950 and I'm only 65 now, I'm still a baby.
We're still training.
My perception is that I'm a baby. Okay, let's go for it in life. Mm-hmm. But because we think, well, I've only got, you know, maybe 30 more years, I mm-hmm. think differently.
Mm-hmm.
But God is offering us change, and he wants us to embrace it. He wants us to embrace a new phase of life, something brand new, something that is his promise to you, something that he desires to give that maybe you've never even thought of before, something that you can say yes to. And it might be a time in your life to wrap up certain things and to review the past and put the blood on anything that needs to be covered by the blood, but go on fresh in the Lord with what he has for you. And I think the first step to embracing change is just to say yes to it, to say yes to him. And so would you do that right now? Because I can feel that many of you that are watching right now are just sensing, well, that's where I'm in. I feel that things are changing. Even my body's changing and I don't know quite what to do about it. And you can just say yes to the promises of God in the body change. He's got promises for you. It can be good. You can be vibrant and glowing in your senior years. You can have fruitfulness and start new things in your senior years. And God wants you to really embrace the fullness of what he has for you. And even if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, this message is for you too, because the latter glory of your life is going to be greater than the former. So each year it just gets better and better, and each phase will offer you new things. So as we just wrap up in the next half minute or so, can you look into the camera and just proclaim a grace for change and the blessing of the Lord on our viewers?
Honor. In the authority of the name of Jesus, the name that is above everything that's got a name, the name that's above old age, infirmity, moaning, groaning. Keep in mind that prisoners groan. So if you've been groaning a lot and finding fault, that's what you're looking for, you're going to find it. You will not be disappointed. But if you will change your mind and say, without a vision, the people perish, and without a progressive vision, we dwell carelessly. So it is a decision. A decision is not a conversion, but until you make a decision, a conversion can't happen. You can start today, look in the mirror, the one that's the Word of God, and begin to agree with God. Father, in the authority of the name of Jesus, we set our faith in agreement and move those markers in our mind that says, I'm over and done, had my day, had my say, just take me away. We're not looking for assisted living in some place. We are looking for the assister of living, and that is the Spirit of the living God. Let God arise, and the enemy between your ears is going to be scattered, and just say, I am a candidate for greatness. Be a part of the seniors that are in charge. God bless you. It's a joy to visit with you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember this above all else, no matter what age group that you might fall in, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.
You will preach good news to the poor. You will bind up the brokenhearted. Will proclaim freedom for the captives. You will release the ones in prison. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord surely is upon you. He has anointed you. He has anointed you. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord surely is upon you. Has anointed you. As a no-